Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carvin with your news briefing. The Premier says the recommendations from the parliamentary inquiry into sexual assault and harassment in the mining industry are now in the hands of the individual companies. The inquiry wrapped up yesterday, delivering 79 findings. Mark McGowan says it's about ensuring safety is front and centre.
We changed the law around workplace health and safety to include harassment and those sorts of things as matters that can be dealt with by our worksafe inspectors and the like. So we're doing what we can. But the obligation is really on the big employers and even the small employers to make sure their workplaces are safe.
A notorious pedophile is back behind bars this afternoon. Bradley Pendragon has been remanded in custody after facing a Perth court accused of possessing images of children. It's a breach of his supervision order. The 62-year-old only released from prison on Tuesday under 62 strict conditions. Slight drop in COVID numbers today. We recorded 4,749 new infections. There was one death. 8 cases are in intensive care. The State of Origin party has well and truly arrived in WA with a packed house expected at Optus Stadium on Sunday night. New South Wales and Queensland teams and their thousands of fans are set to be officially welcomed to the city from 11 tomorrow. Perth's Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis keen to give them a Perth welcome.
A huge crowd at Optus on Sunday and tomorrow, Saturday, free activity, Forest Place, the fan day, the captains, coaches and the NRL legends from 11 o'clock, and we're giving tickets away as well.
Carlton coach Michael Voss says they'll have to be at their absolute best in every position against Fremantle tomorrow at Marvel. Voss says the Dockers are even across the ground.
So for us, I think we've got to be almost nearly methodical in the way we go about it, but you know, the last time that we played, I just felt like they were able to get the contest well and truly in their favour. You know, their midfield group's a really impressive group, but it just doesn't stop there.
Tonight, it's the Eagles and the Bombers at Optus Stadium. Tim Kelly and Liam Ryan back for West Coast, while the Dogs and the Hawks do battle at Marvel. Listener.